I just want to give this opportunity, and Nancy is just fantastic, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about Nancy, if you haven't already heard. So, Nancy shows success and publicity seeking business owners, proven ways to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated in their own backyards and beyond. The author of the popular and comprehensive Bye Bye Boring Bio program, and the leader of the Bye Bye Boring Bio Action workshop, Nancy has written bios that open doors and invite applause for the famous, slightly famous, and want to be famous. Nancy's compelling extreme bio makeover examples showcase the value of the right bio for broadcast, print, and social media, while inspiring audience members to tell better stories now. And today, Nancy's going to share, she's going to share lessons learned along the journey from full-service publicist to a new path as a speaker, workshop leader, and infopreneur, which I just love that name, actually. I really do. And so I just want to tell you what some of the women that you may know, one of them is Debbie Whitlock, who's handing out the...
Trying not to make a fuss at all.
One is Margaret Rochelle Crane. She says that she is generous and enthusiastic. Debbie Whitlock calls Nancy a career-changing publicity expert. Anything else you'd like to say, Debbie?
No, but I'll do it now.
Okay. And Married with Luggage blogger Betsy Gray Talbot has this to say. I love this one. Nancy is like self-esteem in a can. She sprays it, and all the fabulous things about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional, just like that. So please join me in welcoming Nancy. All right, so we're going to start off with Nancy has talked about some of the lessons that she has learned. Oh, there we go. Has everybody gotten a chance to put their card in? Okay, great. So Nancy wants to share some of the lessons that she's learned along the journey and many other really juicy things. And so I want to start off with lesson, like, number one. One of the things that you talked about was the chicken run analogy.
Oh, sure. You know, I'm a parent. My son's 13, and when he was a baby, I was watching this show called Chicken Run. Did you see it? Where Mel Gibson is in the audience, and Mel Gibson is in the chicken run as a chicken, and he's looking outside the chicken coop, and he says, I know there's something more for me out there. And he's talking to his other fellows in the chicken coop, and they're saying, oh, no, you got to stay here where it's safe. You know, and they all know they're on their way to the chicken pot pie. And yet he had the courage, and he says, I know there's something more for me out beyond there, and I'm going to go out and get it. And so he does, and he has this wonderful adventure, and it's all a very beautiful thing. And I think that I had that same chicken run moment about 2006, and I said to myself, you know, I was a fee-for-service publicist, and every hour, billable hour, and pretty soon you get so busy, you have so many pies that you're spinning, and you're not sleeping, and all this idea of balance that you were hoping that you would have, and you don't have it. And I'm thinking, there has to be a better way. Maybe there's some way for me to turn what I know into an information product so that I can get beyond this fee-for-service model and have a different kind of life for myself and my family. So I created my first information product, and it is this set of tips booklets, which is 147 powerful ways to profit from free publicity so you can build business and boost your profits. And when I wrote this, it was like giving birth, because it really is 147 of the best ideas that anyone on earth could imagine that are all there for you. And then in the back, there's all these useful resources where you can go to learn more. And I'm as proud of these as I was when I first created them. And I've sold thousands of them around the world, and they've opened a lot of really wonderful doors for me. But I can't make my living selling tips booklets for $10 a piece whenever they come in. But I still knew that there was more. So I think my lesson from Chicken Run is that I was really glad that I took the leap outside of my current arrangement to believe that I could create something new. The first product I created did not lay the foundation for me to become independently wealthy. But it has become part of a family of products that are now beautifully packaged in my do-it-yourself publicity success system that can. And so one good thing leads to another, and if the first thing you create doesn't get you where you want to go, you have to think, well, what logic? so when I told my CPA that I was going to move in this direction, he looked at my balance sheet and said, why would you give up such a great thing? But, you know, a great thing is kind of what you make it. And if you're not happy doing that thing you're doing every hour, billable hour, it's not leverageable. It's not sustainable. And I knew that there was a better way. And now my CPA is looking at me and thinking, holy, when my friend Tammy Redman always says, hokey Dinah, how did you pull that off? So, you know, I'm getting the last laugh. So that's my chicken run story. So if you believe that there's something better for you, it does take some courage for you to say, I'm going to go ahead and do that, despite what all the naysayers are going to tell you. And if you're really committed to it, you'll create something really fabulous that's a great door opener. And it may open doors that you didn't even know were waiting. And so that's my chicken run.
So how did you get, you know, I'm curious because I know a lot of us who have started our own business have to face the naysayers, you know, and the people are like, you know, you need to stay safe. Come on, you know, you have a 13-year-old boy and things like that. And so I'm curious, what in you got you through all of that stuff?
Well, don't quit your day job. That's one thing. I've been having one foot in fee-for-service publicity consulting and one foot in information products for 4 years. Because I've needed to have that flow of income from a reliable client who needs me to do what it is that I do that they choose not to do for themselves. So don't be embarrassed or ashamed to hang on to your day job because it gives you that reliable stream of income that you need in order to fund the printing costs and the website development costs and the copywriting costs and all these other kinds of costs. When you're trading time for dollars, it's a very profitable arrangement. Because you have your expertise to share and people pay a fair price for it. You don't carry any inventory. You don't have to worry about your online shopping cart or your merchant account or blah, blah, blah. It's very profitable, but it's not leverageable. And so I have had clients all this whole time, and I've done a great job for them. And how many people in the room say, you heard it earlier in the presentations where they said, well, they said it was going to be $5,000 a month to hire out my marketing, and that was a game changer for us, and that wasn't going to work, so we had to roll up our sleeves and do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, many of my clients have come to that same conclusion, and I'm really glad that I took the leap to move in this new direction, because while they have left, I have opened up a whole world of opportunity of clients all around the world who are gladly doing business with me, you know, $300 at a time. And a whole lot of clients, $300 at a time, means that if one $300 client goes away, the whole ship doesn't sink. What a revelation! So the best lesson is don't quit your day job. Consider this a journey you're going to be traveling for a period of time. You know, Danielle Laporte, what isn't she fabulous? But, you know, she said, and I think she had her first chapter, and she created pre-sales, and she got $30,000 all at once. How many of you find that rather intoxicating? I mean, who wouldn't? But can I just say, I don't know how reliable it is for each one of us to say we are going to be that person. I'm a fairly capable gal. I mean, some of you know me well, and you know that I've got a bag of tricks that's very comprehensive, and I can talk my way out of any situation. I can write my way out of a paper bag. I could probably do bios for all of you in the next 20 minutes if you asked me to. I'm highly capable, but learning how to apply all those skills I used to have as a publicist towards creating an online business, oh my gosh, it's like a whole new world. Mm-hmm. And did I have a $30,000 day when I launched? No. Have I ever had a $30,000 day at any point in these 4 years? No.
Getting close, though.
But I will say that since the debut of the Bye Bye Boring Bio program, which is now selling around the world and is now on Amazon.com with many 5-star reviews.
Yay! Yay!
I have an ISBN. Look, it's
yay!
An ISBN. That I have many $1,000 days. I have many $300 days. Let's just think practicality for a moment. If you could have a $300 day every day for 365 days a year, you have a six-figure income.
Yeah.
I have a six-figure income. Woohoo! I do. And so I'm really happy for Danielle Laporte, who had a $30,000 day, and I'm very and very much in admiration of Allie Brown of Allie Brown International, who just last week at the Shine event, in the span of an hour, I think at least 50 people spent $10,000 to be part of her millionaire protege club in the span of 30 minutes.
Jeez.
There are people that are doing that, and God bless them. I'm so happy for you. But I'm your girlfriend saying that reach high, aim high, aim for the moon, reach for the stars, but try to have some kind of reasonable expectation about what really happens, because there are, for everybody that's doing a $30,000 day, there are a whole lot of wannabes that just have a little boy. What if you're playing with a rocket, and dad and son go out to play with the rocket, and they're thinking they're going to launch this thing, and it's going soaring into the sky, and it's going to break through the atmosphere, and it's going to be an amazing thing? You kept that image, right?
Yeah.
So then you go out there with your little boy, and he hits the thing, and he goes...
Yeah.
This happens. It happens a lot. So you have to be willing to get back up and try again.
Yeah.
And you talk about in the second lesson, it kind of goes along with what you're talking about in terms of the green eggs and ham analogy. And so that's actually perfect.
Okay, so my son's 3 years old or two or whatever, and I took a year off to stay home with him. And I was looking for intellectual stimulation anywhere I could find it. So I'm reading to my son Green Eggs and Ham. And my son, he enjoys it. Who doesn't like this story? So it's dinner time, and I'm saying to my husband, this book, Green Eggs and Ham, is really important. It's all about being willing to try new things. And he says, honey, you've really got to go back to work. And I said, no, really, you have to be willing to try new things. And the first thing you try may not be what it is that's going to propel your business to six figures. So you have to say to yourself, okay, what's the big aha? So I'll share with you one of them. If I asked you to take on 147 new things to do today to build your business and profit from free publicity, what would you then do? What happens, I've noticed this in a lot of the workshops that I lead, is people are smiling and nodding and they're very excited about what's happening, right? And then I get all these wonderful reviews of what a great speaker I am and what useful ideas and this sort of thing. And I'm feeling all really good about myself. And then I'm thinking that there's going to be this tidal wave of enthusiasm and that everybody's going to become a rock star overnight. But what ultimately would happen, sad to say, is people would go home and they'd be so overwhelmed with 147 things that guess what they would do?
Nothing.
It's so disappointing. It's so disheartening. So here's my big aha, green eggs and ham. I have tried every single thing, every 147 things I have put into practice in my own business, and I tell you that it works damn good. But I know that you're not going to do 147 things because you've probably got 147 things that you're already doing and not really knowing which ones work the best, and you're kind of wondering what gives. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
So I had this big aha, learning something new. I thought, you know what? Where does it all begin? It has to start with you. Who are you? What's your story? Why is what you do important now more than ever, given what's happening in the marketplace right now, and who you are serving? Who you are is everything. Because once people get who you are, then they're going to say, oh, the introvert entrepreneur. Beth Buelow is here. Get in the house. So they're going to say, the introvert entrepreneur. That's very interesting. Tell me more about that. What are your services? What are your offerings? How can I play with you? Where can I get more of it? And all of a sudden, she has prepared her story, which is compelling and brilliant. The next logical thing is to share your story with the people who can most benefit from this message. And then the third step is rinse and repeat. That's actually four steps. Prepare your story, share your story, rinse and repeat. Can you do that? That's a whole lot easier than
only four steps.
That's four steps. Instead of 147 things you have to take on, you have to do that. And you know what? If we're talking about you, who do you find the most interesting? You are your most important subject. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. I can focus on you. Who are you? Why are you cool? Why do you matter? Why does it matter to your ideal client now more than ever that you are on the planet? Why is what you do timely, newsworthy, interesting, local, relevant, compelling? once we get through that exercise of figuring out who you are, I can't stop myself from then thinking, well, what would be the next best thing to share that message with the right people in the most efficient ways so that you can get what you want out of your life? So you know what? Now you can do all of that. You prepare your story, you share your story. That was an aha. Another thing I learned, this is huge, so pay attention, right nose. I'm telling you, this is big. This is big, big, big. One size does not fit all. Ladies, how do we feel about one size all when we shop? We feel frumpy, dumpy, and lumpy. What we want to do is feel fit, fabulous, fashionable, on fire. This is a very big idea. I thought to myself, oh, but not every customer is the same. Not everybody has the same willingness and interest to buy this, that, or the other, invest at whatever level. So this was my other big aha from Green Eggs and Ham. Got to be willing to try new things. There's some people that are dyed-in-the-wool do-it-yourselfers. Show me how to do it, and I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get it done right. Anyone resonate with that? Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of people that say, hell no, I won't go. DIY is not for me. They're going to say, do it for me. I want it done for me. Who wants that? Anybody like that idea? Okay, see what happens. There's a whole bunch of people that don't want to do it alone. They don't want to do it alone. So they want to go in a group where they can have that social proof, that social interaction, that connection, that conversation, that yummy feeling. Anyone here like that? And then there's a whole bunch of people that are very specific about making amazing things happen. They want to work one-on-one with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing, willing to pay a premium to get that, and can't wait to belly up to the bar. Are there people like that in this room? Are there people like that in your world? Oh, baby, this you can monetize like crazy. So take my advice, because here's the thing. If you are the kind of person who wants to do it yourself, you can treat yourself to the Bye Bye Boring BioAction program, which includes 3 amazing audio files and 148 pages of great content, worksheets, and everything else. If you do the program, the bio writes itself for $47. It's a no-brainer. But if you don't want that, you can have me do it for you, Extreme Bio Makeover. If you want to do it in a group, you come to the workshop where there's 10 or fewer people and you can get that instant biofeedback and the social interaction to know whether or not you've nailed it or you've messed it up or you've whatever. Or if you just want to work one-on-one with me, that's an option too. So by creating this menu, this is a game changer for me because every time I go to an event, I let people know, no matter where you are in the continuum, if preparing and sharing your story is on your agenda, there's a way for you to play with me where you can get what you want at a price and a value and an experience that's perfect for you. Whatever works for you works for me. Let's play. So if you can create a menu like that, I am telling you, my friend Alice Cunningham, who told me this, is big, 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 write this down. Alice Cunningham of Olympic Cotto Company says, make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. It's so simple. So find out what your ideal client wants and give them what they want in the style and format that suits their skills, their budget, their sensibilities, and it will make it so much easier for people to get to yes. And when people get to yes, ka-ching, ka-ching, hallelujah, everybody gets what they want because hopefully this mission that you are on is bigger than the ka-ching. It's bigger than that. You're helping people prepare for their safe financial future. You're helping people show up in their brilliance without compromising who they are. You know, people have these things that they're trying to do, so make it easy for them to play. So that's my Green Eggs and Ham. Does that sound good?
The other thing that I really see that you're doing too, Nancy, is that you're picking out an ideal audience, but you're also meeting the needs of different types of people. Like, you know, someone who might be more introverted and wants to just meet with you, they don't want to meet with other people. Some people who do need a group. I mean, you're targeting in a really, really very sophisticated way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I have to give Beth Bulow some props because, you know, I've been struggling with how to communicate my message. Even a message wizard has trouble coming. It's hard to write about yourself. Let's just face it. You know, I find it difficult, and I'm pretty good at this. But I was listening to that. So I was stumbled upon Beth's work and the introvert entrepreneur. I thought, oh, my gosh. these are my people. These are my people, because if you are loud and proud, you have no trouble talking about yourself. You have no guile about extending an offer or making a compelling claim. I mean, these are not lessons that are hard for you. But if you are an introvert entrepreneur, you have perhaps challenges stepping into your own light. You like to be super well prepared before you launch anything. You might have some perfectionist issues that stand in the way of your perfect progress. Does this resonate with anybody? And so the people who are introverted, which I am, believe it or not, introverted, these are my people. So if I can appeal to them by being honest and authentic about getting what their stuff is, then while they're reading my sales letter, reading my newsletter, or watching my video called The Ambitious Violet, who stands out to be a daffodil one day, they know that I'm speaking to my people with messages that really resonate with my people. And then it's not that I'm selling. I'm not really selling anything. I'm really trying to help people step into their own light in the way that is comfortable for them. So my workshops only have 10 people, and usually it's smaller. So if you can hang out with 10 people in an intimate setting and get instant biofeedback in a safe setting where there's tea and chocolate, you're feeling nurtured and loved, you're getting a wonderful experience, and if when you leave you get exactly why you came, there's great value in that. So, you know, it's really great to niche in like that. So hallelujah to you. And oh, by the way, Beth, I met a woman who wrote a book called Jane Out of the Box, and I want, her name is Michelle De Silver or something, and I'm going to hook you up with her. She's like world class, and she's written a book called See Jane Go. There's Tenacity Jane, there's Jane Doe, there's Crazy Jane, Mary Jane, there's five different Janes, and they all have different characteristics. And these, because I was first attracted to her because I thought, oh, introvert, extrovert. Well, she's gone deeper to describe these different women business owner types and how they play as business people and what they really need to do differently to be more effective. I thought she'd be a great guest for your show.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll introduce you.
And you were a great guest on my podcast.
Oh, thank
you. And so,
you
know, we're not talking about the bio angle today, but that's someplace people can get more information.
Yes, if you go to The Introvert Entrepreneur, that was one of my better interviews, even if I do say so myself. You did a good job.
Thank you.
So, sorry, was that helpful? That whole part? Know your people. It's not, okay, can I give another example?
Yeah, so take your time.
This lady I know, she's a personal trainer. She's 48 years old, and she's wanting to say who she is in a cooler way. And so I said, well, how do you say who you are now? What do you want? She says, well, who do you want to work with? She says, I want to work with wealthy men and women who live on Mercer Island who want to get in better shape. Are you palpitating? Honestly, I'm going, okay. Great. So then the next logical question is, well, are you open to some upgrades on that? She says, yeah, that's why I'm here. So she says, I said, how about this? Whether you call me a Jewish mother with a PhD or a fitness maven on a mission, if you're a baby boomer who's looking to get off the couch and into life, I'm your gal. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Because that new makeover was more about how she helped her client than what it was that she wanted for herself. Mm-hmm. That's really important. So she really nailed her client. They wanted to be the second half of life, to be the best part of life. Instead of sitting on the couch, they're taking the stairs. It was so much cooler. And anyway, mm-hmm. So eggs and ham. So
yeah.
So we talked about lessons. Don't be afraid.
And so the next lesson is the tortoise and hare. You'll notice that there's children staying here.
My husband said I needed to get it. You know, my son is 13 now. He doesn't watch any of these things, doesn't read any of these things, but I'm so glad I became a parent because I learned so much from it.
And it's amazing what you're integrating, even though you're just, with your child and so much, I think, huge lessons are learned through that. And the content that you're getting through this is fabulous.
Yes, if you are a parent, I'm sure you can relate to all the wonderful things. So, the tortoise and the hare. You know this fable, right? The tortoise finishes the race, and the hare doesn't. Because the hair got distracted with shiny bright object disease. And the hair just, and the tortoise just kept his head down and kept moving. And when you're thinking about creating information products, oh my gosh, the bright shiny objects are all around. It's, oh, you should joint venture with Mary Jane over here, and you should do a strategic partner with Bill over here, and you need to do tips booklets, and you need to do audio files, and you need to do teleseminars, and you need to do
videos,
and you need to do, you have to do all these things, and there's all these things that you have to do, and then if you're a practical business owner, you're thinking, okay, all these people high up are telling me I need to do all these things, so I'm going to make this list, and then I'm going to do the math about what I need to invest to do all these things, and then I'm going to go to bed and cry for a while because maybe I don't have enough money to do all of those things, and maybe you can't figure out which thing you're supposed to do first and which thing is going to have the biggest impact, and then your eyes glaze over and you get kind of discouraged. Does this resonate for anybody?
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of shiny bright object disease, things you have to learn along your path to being an entrepreneur, you have to learn how to speak with confidence from a stage. Who's really great at that? Yay! Yay! Okay, you have to learn how to speak from the stage. You should learn how to use a digital audio recorder so that you can capture every presentation as it happens so you can perhaps create a product from that when you go home. You have to know how to use WordPress to blog. If somebody wants to interview you on Skype, you got to know how to set that up. Yikes. What's an autoresponder? What do I need to do with my autoresponder and what's supposed to happen because of my autoresponder? You mean I have to set up and host teleseminars that have a registration page, and then there's a thank you page, and then I have to do some kind of follow-up afterwards so people can get the MP3, and you mean I have to learn how to convert my WAV file to an MP3, and how the heck am I going to do that? And then you're thinking, but then I need to have a a free conference line, and then you have to learn how to use that, and then it tells you, like, you mean I have to mute out the call and let open the line, and there's all this stuff you have to do? It's exhausting. Then you have to learn how to write a sales letter. Say you're going to have a product. Oh boy, I've got tips booklets, right? Well, who's going to buy them? Somehow you have to write a sales letter that gets people excited about them. And I'm a journalist, right? So you'd think I'd know how to do that? Very discouraging. And you think you can R&D, rob and duplicate the effort of somebody who's more successful than you and copy their format exactly and have it work just as fine for you? You think that's going to work, right? It doesn't work. And then you think to yourself, well, maybe I'll hire some really well-recommended copywriter who really knows how to write those long sales letters, and I'm going to pay that person big, big bucks to do it for me, and I'm going to give them the most wonderful input I could possibly think about, and that they're going to weave my input into spun gold, and then you know what's going to happen? The Red Sea's going to part, and the orchestra's going to play, and the $30,000 is coming right at me. Do you think that really happened? It didn't happen.
Let's see. And that reminds me, too, Nancy, of where you're talking about the tortoise and the hare, too, is that I think a lot of us think, okay, this one idea, that's going to be the big money maker, and we don't think about the steps.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and that's why I was telling you about all these things, because you got to have a squeeze page. You got to have YouTube videos. Do you have an affiliate program? This is the funniest thing. Okay, write these tips booklets. 2006. I didn't know what an affiliate program was. I didn't know what an online shopping cart was. I just knew I wanted to write a book that was going to help people. Does anyone feel good about that? And so Joan Stewart is known as the publicity hound, and she's been a mentor to me, and I've really admired her all of these years that I've been following this journey. So in the back of the booklet, I say something about recommended resources where you can go to learn more, publicityhound.com. Well, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to miss this opportunity. I put these in an envelope, and I put a little note in them, and I mailed them to Joan Stewart, who I admired and was a little bit afraid of. And I said, I just want you to know how much the path you've blazed has meant to me and has inspired me to do something similar. Here as my gift are my tips booklets, where you are proudly recommended in the back of the book. Thank you very much for your inspiration. And I didn't ever think I would ever hear from her. So then about a week later, I get this phone call, and my assistant hands me the phone, and she said, "Stuart." So I pick up the phone, and she's got a different kind of voice. She says, "Nancy, it's Joan Stewart." And I'm scared to death. She says, "Damn good booklets. Wished I'd written them myself." And I was so excited. She says, "Do you have an affiliate program?" I said, "What's an affiliate program?" She says, "Do you have shopping cart?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Talk to your webmaster. Have him set it up. When it's up, you let me know." And so I called my webmaster, and I said, "Okay, I'm on shopping cart, right?" He said, "Yes." He says, "Can you set up an affiliate program?" He said, "Yes." He says, "What affiliate commission do you want to pay?" And I told him, and about 24 hours later, it was all set up. So then I send a note to Joan Stewart, and I said, "Joan, I'm happy to tell you that my affiliate program is officially set up. I'm paying 30% affiliate commission for information products. I would be so honored to have you join and recommend my products to your community." She said, "I'll do it today." So in her August newsletter of 2006, she said in her e-zine, which at the time she had maybe 30,000 subscribers, she said, essentially, "Damn good booklets. Wish I'd written them myself. Run, don't walk. To Media Savvy to go, blah, blah, blah. Buy these booklets." So then I did have my Daniel Laporte moment, because all of a sudden in the shopping cart it says, "You have a sale, you have a sale, you have a sale, you have a sale." Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. So Joan Stewart put me on the map, and it all started with a thank you note to letting her know how much her path blazing had meant to me. And those kinds of things have been happening to me more and more. So it's very exciting when you, once you have something that's really good, you want to introduce it to other people who have influential communities, because if you have something truly special and unique and that solves a problem that people really are wanting to solve, you're adding value to what they're doing in their community. So all of a sudden I have people with lists of 100,000 that are listening to my audio file, "How to Transform Your Boring Bio from Wallpaper to Wow to Attract Clients, Media Gigs, and Interviews Now." And people are buying my book, and they're signing up for my workshop, and they're inviting me to do their extreme bio makeovers, and they're wanting to build their buzz with me, and all of this kind of thing, and it's like, wow. And the same thing holds with media. I did a teleseminar with someone, Dan Janelle of PR Leads, and a fellow named William Reed was on the call, and he loved the call, and he bought my book. And I sent Dan his 30% commission for that book, which I was only too happy to do. And actually, there was like 15 or 20 people that bought the book just before the call ended, because I learned how to speak from the stage and ask for the order. That's another thing you have to learn how to do. You think you know how to do it, it seems like it makes sense, but then when you get up to do it, like the first few times you do it, you totally blow it. And you fumble it, and you go home and you cry yourself a bucket of tears, because here you gave yourself this great presentation and you didn't know how to monetize it. I've had that happen to me more than one time. It's very humbling. But I've learned how to do it now. And I am really glad that I did. So anyway, William Reed, it turns out, lives in Japan. And he has a column in the only English-speaking newspaper in Japan about being a creative entrepreneur. So happy was he with his book and the bio that he wrote because of it, that he wrote a fantastic review about the book in his column, and 80,000 people in Japan are seeing it. Mm. So whether you have a teleseminar partner who has a big list, or you're fortunate enough to invite the editorial attention of a local or national or international publication, it's leverage. Leverage is huge. So speaking of which, can I share this?
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Bellevue Club. I go there to work out. They have a magazine. It's a nice magazine. They decided to do, "I'm Miss November in the Bellevue Club." Okay, so this is Bellevue. This is my own backyard, right? But you know who belongs to the Bellevue Club? It's all the movers and shakers in Bellevue that actually have discretion and interest to do business. What a concept! So, this beautiful article, I brought a few of them, and you're more than happy to take them. This is probably the nicest article that's ever been written about me. And it's not just wallpaper. The same day this article went out, Kathy Hatch, who is with the Zeno Society, who's also a member, she emails me and says, so impressed am I with your story that we want you to speak at the Zeno Society, and we want you to do this, that, and the other thing. So it may not have been 80,000 people in Japan, but it was one person who saw this who said, you're the one that we want. Hot dog hallelujah. Seen, heard, celebrated, compensated. You can't get known in a paper bag. That's a writer downer. That's the quote of a quote. Writer downer, that's a good one. You can't get known in a paper bag.
I like that one.
True. And so your next lesson was a Forrest Gump quote.
Oh, sure.
The famous one.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. This is a true story. Who's on Bisnick? Has it ever crossed your mind that maybe Bisnick wasn't the perfect situation for you to totally bloom into the bright star that you are? Has anyone ever felt that or wondered that? I was wondering that. I contribute. I host events. BIZNIK. It's a social network that combines the best of social networking and in-person networking to create a bold, powerful community of solopreneurship taking flight. It's a really great thing. But I think we've all had our moments. Does anything good come out of that? So this fella, his name is Robert Middleton, and he has a very influential company called Action Plan Marketing, and I think he has maybe 40,000 people on his list worldwide that sit at his feet every week to benefit from the marketing wisdom that he provides, which is targeted mostly to solopreneurs and independent business professionals. And I have been on his newsletter list for many years and really admire him. So he posted on a forum at Bisnick and said, I totally don't believe in PR. Somebody should change my mind. And so two or three Bisnickers got in touch with me and said, you should reply to this guy. And when I saw who it was, I put my pen to paper and I put together a very thoughtful post. You know how you hear people say, you should post on forums, and you're wondering, does anything great ever happen to that? Check this out. So he writes a post, and I reply very thoughtfully, and I said, and if you'd like to continue this conversation by phone, I'd be more than happy to talk about it. And he said, I would like to talk to you. And so we get on the phone, and you know sometimes people, you can feel their arm is out, and you know that they don't think you're the real thing. Well, by the time the conversation was over, it was like we were best friends. And he said, you really know your stuff. I'm really impressed with you. So impressed am I with you that I have an Action Plan Marketing Club with 500 members worldwide, and I want you to do a teleseminar for all of them. And I want us to talk about exactly what we spoke about today, which was all about how to use publicity to build your buzz. I said, I'd be honored. So then we schedule the thing, and I do the call. It's an hour and a half. I was exhausted. I did the best I could. I was totally me. And the call was over, and I hung up and said, thanks so much for having me on the call. Well, he calls me right back. He says, oh my gosh, that was the best interview I've given in a year and a half. And I am so impressed with you that I want to introduce you to the platinum and the gold tier of my group, which is going to bring you to the whole universe. And I have so many other plans for you. So then, January of this year, he invited me to this Info Guru Summit. And there were 30 Info Gurus, the people that I looked up to that were personally invited to be in the room. And he invited me to go too. Well, do I want to buy a plane ticket to go to San Francisco when cash is tight? Do I really want to do that? I talked it over with my husband, and he said, run, Forrest, run. You are going to San Francisco with bells on, and you're going to look good, and you're going to hang out and see what happens. Because you never know what you're going to get. So I show up, and all these rock star people are there, and I was the only person there who talked about how to kick your boring bio to the curb. Every single one of those people invited me to do a joint venture with them to bring my expertise to their extensive list. And all of a sudden, I was getting 200 or 300 new e-zine subscriptions every time I did a telecall, and sales were coming to my shopping cart from all over the world, thanks to them, and I was gladly sending them checks for affiliate payments because look what they did for me. Oh my gosh. So I thought, this is too good to be true. I don't know what to do with myself. I'll go home and take a nap. So then one of the fellows was Bill Barron, the master of enrollment. And he liked, I gifted him my do-it-yourself publicity success system while we were at this thing in January. I said, check this out, see if it would serve your community. I know that there's some good stuff in there, but mostly I just wanted you to know what I'm up to because maybe there'll be this perfect thing for us to be helping each other with, and I can't wait to get started. He just thought I was adorable, I think. You know, it was just one of those, like, he liked me. So he invited me to this thing in August in San Francisco, and there were 30 more infopreneurs there that were rock stars in their field. People like Jeffrey Van Dyke and Suzanne Falter Barnes and Bill Barron and, oh goodness, Melanie Benson Strick, people who have lists like as long as, I mean, millions of people. And Beth, you'll appreciate this. I'm an introvert. I want to know who's on the list before I get there, because I want to study up about these people so when I meet them, I can say, oh, Melanie, I've read all about you, seen your videos. How, you know, I want to sit here and celebrate people before I get there. Well, he didn't give us the guest list. So I just had to show up and be me and be scared to death. But Bill is really masterful in creating a situation. Bottom line, I came out of there with 30 new best friends, and they're all advocating for me all around the world. And so one post on BizNick, it got me introduced to Robert Middleton, which has introduced a world of opportunity to me because I had something that was of value to them. It was something that they thought could add value to their community. And now the world is opening up, and I'm playing a bigger game with cooler people that are thinking bigger than my own backyard. And that's helping me to think bigger and believe in myself and think that more things are possible. And I'm so grateful because, gosh, it's hard to do this by yourself. So you have to find people that can give you a hand up so that you can step in. And Robert Middleton and Bill Barron and John Egan and Tad Hargrave, they've all given me a leg up so I can step in. And so now I'm doing the same with other people to give them that leg up. And it's so rewarding. Because when people can stand up and shine and be in their own brilliance doing what it is that their thing is, the world just gets better. And so it's not about food, clothing, and shelter, and we all have those needs. It's all universal. There's something that we're here to do that's bigger and bolder and cooler than any of that, and if we can articulate that in such a way that our people will listen, who knows what could happen, right?
That's such a big deal, what you're talking about, is getting that hand up when you're alone.
Because it's lonely.
This.
I mean, it's very lonely. You're sitting in your office, you got one leg, you're serving your clients who are expecting you to be brilliant, and they don't care that you have this other thing that you're trying to do, right? And then you have to, it's very isolating. So it's nice to be invited to play a bigger game with cooler people that are doing that too, right?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. Am I boring you?
No. The elevator did funny things to me. I got vertigo really fast.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
That's true,
so it's making
actually.
We
were with her at lunch.
Yeah. It's making me all goofy, so sorry if you see me.
Can I
want to sit back in the back, but
no,
she would have left.
Right.
So now you're going to see my weird things going on.
It's all right. I want to tell one other really important lesson.
Yeah, go for it.
That was really big for me. I'm a huge fan of Oprah Winfrey. And she has this expression, listen to the whispers. And maybe you can look back in your own life where someone says, you really ought to be a media mogul. You should be a media mogul, Debbie. You've got such a presence. This is what you should be. And the first time someone tells you, you think, oh, whatever. The second time somebody tells you, and you discount it. By the third time that somebody tells you this, you're thinking, well, maybe I better do that, right? So think about what people have been telling you about what you should be doing. And if the same three or four messages keep coming back to you again and again, I'm just inviting you to think about it, because there's probably a really great idea there that has legs to run, and it could be very great. So in my case, Kathy Nelson has a company called ConnectWorks, and she's in Portland. And I was doing these events called the Publicity, and people were really enjoying them, and I was talking about all the ways to earn publicity. And I said, but what I'm really excited about is writing bios. So she says to me, you should write a book on that. As a matter of fact, you should write a book on that and have it in time for the workshop we're doing in Portland on this date that I'm sponsoring for you. I said, are you daring me to do that? She says, yes, I am. I thought, huh. You know, she's not the first person that dared me to do this. So I thought, huh, I don't want to disappoint her. She's really putting herself out for me. I want to really go, you know, whatever. So I did it. I wrote a 52-page guide that I called Bye Bye Boring Bio, and I had it ready in time to beta test at this group. It turned out that this group loved the book, loved it. And when I sent it out in my newsletter, I had like a $3,000 day, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is what people were wanting to buy. I did it on a dare. That's the story. She said, you want to do this. I did it on a dare. I got the 52-page thing out. It started selling by itself because it solved a problem that people needed to ease in order to open the right doors to opportunity, and they were willing to spend money to get it. I want to say that again because it's really important. It solved a problem that people were desperately eager to solve, and they were willing to spend money to get it. So all year long, you know, ka-ching, 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 bye-bye boring bio. I did this thing on a dare. It was the easiest selling I'd ever done because it eased a problem that people were desperate to solve and willing to spend money to. But I had a gut feeling that it wasn't good enough. We all have these problems, right? So I asked my husband, because, you know, we both run our business out of our house, and, you know, I'm not a well-kept woman by any means. I really work hard to do my part. And we had two homes and two mortgages, and it was really horrible the last 2 years maintaining all of that in this environment. So I asked him, I said, I'm asking you, if I could have 10 days to take my 52-page guide from really good to fabulous, I know I could do even better work in the world. I'm asking just for one whole week where I can take put my head down and not do anything else. And he said, you go, girl. Run, Forrest, run. So I took my 52-page guide and I turned it into a 143-page program with three amazing audio files and beautiful graphic design and a gorgeous cover with testimonials and ISBN number and the whole thing like that. And it's really great now. And so, you know, that overcoming perfectionism, Allie Brown says, figure, you know, go do it and then figure it out. I got my 52 pages done in like 3 weeks, and I had a shitty little cover on it, and it wasn't perfect, but I got it out there, and people loved it. So then I'm on the second edition, the upgraded and expanded second edition, and it's really great. And it's priced $2 less than the first edition because it's that much of a commitment that I'm making to help people. And people are loving it. So the message is, if you listen to the whispers, if you're supposed to be a media mogul, then you got to go get it. And if you're supposed to be a coach that guides people out of their mediocreness into their magnificence, then you should go get it. Whatever your thing is, you have to listen to what people are telling you. And if you do, you will create something that people actually want, need, and are willing to spend money to buy so that they can get what they want and you can get what you want.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got about 10 minutes left, and if we could open it up for questions. She has so much, I mean, there's so much to say. So I just want to open it up for people who have questions.
Come on. Anything's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were actually talking earlier about having the preschool question. You know, you can just be like, ask questions from, act like you're a preschooler.
Yeah. So how do you decide if something is in print versus electronic or both? What's your thought on that?
That's a great question. And you know what I did? I wasn't sure what to do, so I posted, how did I do it? I said that I asked my audience, my e-zine list, given the choice between an e-book and a regular book, which would you prefer and why? And then I think I offered some kind of a treat, a reward, to get people to respond. I don't remember exactly what treat it was. Anyway, I was surprised. 100 people responded in 24 hours.
Wow.
And the data was amazing. It was sort of evenly split between print and digital. And then there's a whole subset of people that wanted it suitable for the Kindle. And there were a couple really opinionated people that said until Kindle and Amazon could get their act together and they weren't going to patronize, if people had really opinionated
them.
And so it make it easy to buy, easy to own, easy to refer. You know how I solved it? And I really struggled with this. I thought, well, I'm going to do an environmentally friendly version, the ebook, because there are a whole lot of people that want that. And also, there's a great number of my clients that are out of America, that the shipping challenge is a problem. So I want the e-version for somebody who is environmentally oriented or out of market and doesn't want to hassle with shipping. And then I want to do the real version for people who want that old-fashioned experience of being able to hold the book in their hand and dog-ear the pages and fill in the worksheets and gift it to their assistant and do all that kind of thing. And then what I did was just really brilliant. The shopping cart has something called an upsell. So I set it up so that when you buy the print version, it comes up immediately and says, would you like the digital version in addition for just $10 more? Mm-hmm. And so people are doing the upsell so they can have the immediate gratification of the worksheets and everything right then and there, and then a few days later they'll get their real book. So I'm getting $10 more per transaction by doing that upsell option.
So I've had your newsletter come to me via email for the last couple of years, and that's, I think, for a lot of people selling, products like that, that's the way you start, is, by having an e-newsletter that goes out. So what if you don't have that, but you're, maybe almost ready to launch a product? Because, that seems to be a logical step, but I'm kind of kicking myself. I should have been emailing people and getting people's email addresses, So do you have any advice, how do you start, marketing something when you don't have a list of people?
Oh, good question. It's a really good question. And can I just say, it's so much easier when you have a list.
Yeah, I'm realizing that now.
And so, if they say that if you have 1,000 raving fans that love what you do and how you serve, that you should be able to create a six-figure income from that 1,000 raving fans. And I heard that in 2006, and I thought, how hard could it be to get 1,000 raving fans? Has anyone ever asked themselves that question?
Is it hard?
Well, when I started my newsletter, and whenever it was, Ought5, I think I had 185 names on the list, but they really liked me. Mm-hmm. And then 185 grew to 300, 300 grew to 600, and now as of, I think last week, I have almost 4,000 names.
Wow.
And with that many people who have made the decision to be on the list, they chose to be on the list. They like hearing from me. They're not ready to buy from me right this minute. I'm building a relationship over a period of time. And when the timing is right, they'll raise their hand and say yes. And now because I have autoresponders, this is big, 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 big. Don't wait on the whole autoresponder thing. Do you know what an autoresponder is? I didn't. My eyes glaze over, whatever. This here, I finally put in place the autoresponder that sends at 7, 14, and 21 days. And by the 30th day, they're getting the new leasing. But because I have this wonderful funnel that helps people know how to play with me, all of my autoresponders help people step through the funnel in a very strategic way. It often happens by the second or third autoresponder that people are saying, okay, I'm in, get me in. I've gotten to yes a whole lot faster because of it. But to answer your question, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's...
Yeah.
You need to have a fan page for your site, and you need to follow people like Beth, who has grown her fan page very quickly by being amazingly generous to you, and she should talk. There's another lady named Leslie Irish Evans, Peeling Mom Off the Ceiling. She's built her list very quickly, and Facebook ads is one of the ways she did it.
That's actually what I do is social media marketing. So.
Yeah, she has a ton of fans.
Yes. Yeah. So if you don't have a list, those are great things to do. But I definitely recommend that you have a newsletter, because there's the thing about the newsletter is people raise their hand and say, I want to be on your list.
Yeah.
So you have permission to communicate with them. All the other things, they have to come to you, so you don't have as much control.
So you think starting a program of sending out, bits of information that are, free and... is a way to then upsell.
Are you resisting the whole easy thing?
No, I'm not a writer by nature. I'm a designer, so writing.
ReadyToGoArticles.com. ReadyToGoArticles.com. Go there. They will even customize their articles that are on inventory to your name, and they will make you look like a rock star.
Okay. Really? What's it called?
ReadyToGoArticles. ReadyToGoArticles. You can also lift articles from ezinearticles.com. No cost. I know my people are really struggling with words. Here's some great words from Lynn Baldwin Rhodes about how to write copy to rock the house. ask for guest columnists. You can put together a newsletter without being a writer.
Okay.
You know, designers want it to be pretty, but there are people that want it to be pretty, and then there's people that want the words and things like that.
Yeah. Thank
yes.
you.
Nancy, I had just speak 2 years ago at a coach's training, and I've done a new newsletter ever since.
Oh, thank you.
I have a couple technical questions.
Okay.
One would be, would you mind sharing with us the actual tools you use? Like, what is your shopping cart? What is your email system?
Sure.
And then outside of that, how did you learn to sell from the stage?
Okay. I use Kickstart Cart, which is a stepchild of One Shopping Cart, and it works great.
And it has the ability to do affiliate.
Oh, yes. And on my website at mainstreetmediasavvy.com, little tip here, there is an affiliate link to Kickstart Cart. Can I give you a little tip about, this is a really big idea. Affiliate marketing, that's one of those shiny bright objects. I'm going to answer all your questions.
Yeah.
But when people have to pay every month for their shopping cart, $93, $93, $93, that's called recursive affiliate income. Because if you decided to do Kickstart Cart because I told you to, and you decided to click on my Kickstart Cart on my site, you'll be paying the same $99 a month for your shopping cart as I do. But for as long as you have your shopping cart, I'm going to get $20. So turn the table, and let's say you're setting people up on shopping cart, and you send, you're Beth, and you've got thousands of people who are listening to Beth, and Beth decides that One Shopping Cart is the one she uses and has really good success with and knows it's great no matter what. If you decided to become an affiliate of One Shopping Cart and all 1,000 of your people decided to do that too because you told them to, you're going to be getting that money for the rest of your life in your mailbox as long as they have a shopping cart. That is what you call easy mailbox money. And if you know that it's a really good program and you use it anyway, why not advocate for it? Newsletter. I use Constant Contact. I'm also a strategic partner for Constant Contact. And oh, by the way, the CEO of Constant Contact had an interview with Inc. Magazine on Tuesday of last week about me. Oh my God. I don't know where that's going to go. So Constant Contact, I really like. It's very intuitive. Another one, if you have a really big list, is AWeber. Those are the ones that most of the big players are using. So you asked me about the shopping cart.
Selling from the stage.
Oh.
Selling from the what?
Stage.
Selling from the stage. When you're on the stage as a speaker, invariably you're offering useful content that people can benefit from, and at the end of the presentation there's going to be some call to action to invite people to play with you.
Sorry.
Rocking out here.
Bill Barron of Bill Barron Coaching has a program called the Master of Enrollment. And I interviewed him in March of this year about his Master of Enrollment program. And that interview is included in this book, by the way. And I took his program as a direct result of doing that interview. It was a game changer for me. It was an absolute game changer. I think he charges $500 for the whole system. It's worth it. Because every time I give a talk about how to transform your boring bio from the, you know, like whatever I told you guys to talk about, 30% of the people in the room buy gladly, and everybody feels great about it. 30% is remarkable. Most people do 5 or 10%. So if I could have even bigger audiences, amazing things could happen. Amazing. What it's all about is connecting authentically with your audience and letting them know that you've traveled that same road and that to be as present and complete with them. There's so much more to it than that, but nobody feels good about selling hard, especially women who want to be conscious as the way that they do business. So he had just a style of explaining this in such a way that it totally resonated with me. And the first time I did it, I came home with $5,000 in my pocket. I did it again the next week, $5,000 in my pocket. I did it the next week with a teleseminar, $2,500 in my pocket. I thought, this is working. So I'm just going to learn how to do this better. And I'm going to tell everyone I know to go to Bill Barron's Master of Enrollment program because it's so affordable. There's another person you can learn from who's extraordinary. Her name is Lisa Sasevich. She's known for the Invisible Clothes. Her program is considerably more expensive and I'm sure has every bit of more value. But wherever you are, well, there you are. And you have to decide if you're ready to step up to that. For the $300 it was when I did the Master of Enrollment, that was a no-brainer decision. And whether I spend $300 or $1 million, if I'm going to part with my hard-earned cash, I am not going to keep that on the shelf. I'm going to use it. Because that brings us back to the tortoise and the hare. You know what my husband calls me? He says, "You're my beautiful tortoise." This tortoise has always got a sassy jacket on, but this tortoise is always moving forward. And I'm going to learn what I learn. I'm going to practice what I preach. I'm going to do what I'm told. I'm not going to buy a lot of stuff and let it sit on the shelf. Buying a lot of stuff and letting it sit on the shelf doesn't get you any further. You have to act on the things that are going to have the biggest impact for your effort so that you can make the progress that you want to make.
So we're going to have to end the session. I need to get Nancy to the book table.
Oh, okay. Can I offer a special offer?
Absolutely, yes.
This is my beautiful Bye Bye Boring Bio Action program. It's got 3 audio files, 10 worksheets, amazing examples. You can even shop in the back by profession. For example, if I'm an animal healing expert, an author, an expert, a blogger, you can go shopping for the bio that you need and R&D from it, rob and duplicate. Find the perfect thing. If you decide to treat yourself to this today, when you do your wonderful bio, I will gift you 10 minutes of my bio feedback to make it even better. But you have to make the decision to do this today before you leave in order to enjoy that benefit. And I will also email to you the electronic version of the tips booklets as an additional gift, because once you've prepared your story, you're going to want to share it, so why wait a moment longer?
Is that selling from the stage?
I guess so, yeah. So, speaking of who is going to be our winner today, we have to do that, right?
And we also have handouts up here, so if you want to come up at the end and pick out the handouts that Nancy's put out, you'll definitely want to do that.
And our winner is Shauna Milne, contributing editor of Wooden Mill Wine Update. So, please come. And enjoy your prosperity.
Oh, thank you.
In
thank
every you. Way. It was a pleasure to speak with you all. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.